Of course, there were other ports on the Red Sea and other countries sending ships to India. The actual value of the trade was enormous. And one hint we have of this is from a 2nd century papyrus known as the Musiris Papyrus. And in that, they discuss the cost of a shipload. And it is estimated at 7 million sestertia. Now, just to put that in context, at that same time, a soldier in the Roman army would have earned about 800 sestertia a year.
So regularly filling a large silver pepper pot like ours would have taken its toll on the grocery bills. And the household that owned our pepper pot had another 3 silver pots for pepper or other spice, one shaped as Hercules in action and 2 in the shape of animals. This is dizzying extravagance, the stuff of bankers' bonuses. But the pepper pots are just a tiny part of the great hoard of buried treasure. They were found in a chest containing 78 spoons, 20 ladles, 29 pieces of spectacular gold jewellery, and over 15,000 gold and silver coins. 15 different emperors are represented on the coins. The latest is Constantine III, who came to power in 407. And it's this that helps us to date the hoard, which must have been buried for safekeeping sometime after that year, a time when Roman authority in Britain was rapidly breaking down.